How do we relate to this form of tefillah? Let's examine both our tefillahs about ruchnius needs and gashmius needs. Let's take the first bracha of Shemoneh Esrei, which is a bakasha request. Atachoinen l'adam das, you bequeath a person knowledge, wisdom, intuition, insight. Now we say this bracha, and if we think about it, a drop, we might have in mind that Hashem should help us understand Torah. Please make the Gemara a little easier to comprehend, and maybe I should retain it a little longer than just 5 minutes. Maybe we even apply this to our lives and think, help me understand the people around me, relate to them properly, help me figure out a new approach in my profession, solve a problem, whatever. And wherever we need help in grasping, understanding, and thought, we apply this bracha. But if we were to daven in this manner of Shavo, we need to dedicate another moment and start to think, what would I be if I didn't have Das? Where would I be if I didn't have Bina, the ability to deduce, solve problems? Imagine a day where we just get it all wrong. We forget people's names, we forget where we put everything, can't seem to solve simple issues, have no idea how to proceed in a conflict, simply stumped by everything. Every single problem frustrates us. And somehow we just keep on saying the wrong thing. Now, maybe you might think every day is like that, then we really do have to start having more kavana and atachainen. But all those things are das. All those things are the basic application of das and bina. And really, it's even deeper than that. At its extreme level, without das, we couldn't do our most basic functions. I don't think it's necessary to explain every detail of this. We can leave this up to everybody's individual imagination, but we all know how basic this das is to every aspect of our lives, of function. Now, just a few minutes of thought like that before saying a bracha changed the bracha from something we are saying because it's in the Siddur to something we're asking for because we can't survive without it. And what a difference that is. Of course, you know, it's not like we can just reach those levels of emotion and passion that we described the Avos and Tzaddikim had, but every single one of us will feel the difference in our tefillahs if we start to think about how important those things really are to us. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, we sober up and we daven for real. Why is that? Because we know those tefillahs really count. We know that now is the time to daven and receive the brachas we need for a good year. We think about all that we need and the people that we know who are in need, and we're very serious about our davening. We can have the feeling of Shavah. It's in us. We reach a level of that on Rosh Hashanah only because we have given some thought to the fact that the year is being decided on. That gives the tefillahs their importance, their urgency. And with more thought before any bracha that we say in Shemoneh Esrei or otherwise, we can reach that recognition any day of the year. That's something we know we're capable of. And we can really grow. We can grow so much more in this. What an amazing way to daven. How much more passionate and feeling we would be if we really started to internalize this. Now this is mainly focusing on Gashmias. Think through every bracha of Shemoneh Esrei that applies to Gashmias. Think about Baruch Aleinu. Hashem provides us with our parnasa, our livelihood, our needs, our sustenance. Think how much our lives would be wrecked if any aspect of that goes wrong. How much stress we would be having. And how much Hashem does give us because we daven. And how much better it could be as well if we daven the way we're meant to. When we say Refa'enu, how much do we rely on our good health without giving it a moment's thought? There is so much to think about. We can take one bracha and just give it a minute of this kind of thought, and then tomorrow we can pick another, and we can make a habit out of this. We can stay with one bracha, we can switch bracha, whatever it is that works better. And what a difference this will make in our tefillahs.